All right, we got a great discussion for you now. Donnie Collins from the Scranton Times Tribune. Appreciate you calling in, buddy. Thanks for phoning in live, buddy. All right, there we go. Donnie, how you doing today, pal?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, appreciate you calling in live. We had a little bit of a phone issue there, but I wanted to talk some college football playoff. Donnie covers Penn State football for the Scranton Times Tribune. Story out over the last day or so, Donnie, about there seems to be a push toward going the route of 12 teams in the college football playoff. Now, I have long been the old man who yells at clouds, screaming at the top of my lungs, don't expand, keep it at four, don't water down the season. I'm beaten down. It's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. I've just kind of gotten to the point where I'm going to stop advocating for keeping it a small number, because we know at this point, don't we, that it's sometime soon the college football playoff is going to expand to either 8 or 12.
Yeah, and for the reason anything in sports happens, money.
Yep.
It's going to happen. And I'm with you. Like, you know, if you want to have this little tournament, I'm all for it, and I think that's great. I miss the bowl games terribly. I miss my January 1st, where, you know, these games – You put way too much emphasis on what they really mean, but there's still so much fun, and that's your day, just sitting there watching them. But whatever, I genuinely think it should be four, because there's only two or three teams that really have a shot anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to expand. They have to. You're killing your product. Everybody, all the major recruits. I mean, the days where you're not going to Alabama if you're a five-star running back, because they already have four or five-star running backs, are over, because you want to be on the national stage. You want to play for the championship, and those are, you know, as long as this system is in place right now, Alabama, you know, probably Clemson, those schools are Georgia. They're going to get the best recruits, and they're going to. I don't see any kind of time in the future where it's going to be cyclical again, where they have a couple of, you know, not down years, but, you know, years where they're ranked 10th to 15th. It's just not going to happen.
Like I said,
you need to give other schools opportunities.
Sure.
to play for the championship. I think money is going to make it happen, but I think the saving the product is a good reason to do it too.
It's part of where we are in our society. Everybody wants a chance. You know, it used to be two. Actually, it used to be zero in a playoff, and then it was two for the BCS, and now four. I've long argued, you know, let's not water down the season. I don't want a bunch of two or even three lost teams in the playoff. But again, like I said, I can only hold true to that opinion for so long, because I know the way the sport works. Everything Donnie said is right. It's going to happen because of the money. So let's break it down. Is it the best thing for college football? When we take a look, what I've always said was, let's protect the regular season. Every game in the regular season matters, Donnie. It always has. How much will the regular season be watered down, if at all, in your opinion, if we go to 12?
It depends on how they do the 12. Now, here's what I would always want to do. Is every the conference champion? The regular season means everything if you're taking every conference champion. Now, you know, whether, you know, let's say a two-loss Iowa team gets in from the Big Ten West and wins the conference championship, and they lock up that spot. You have to have a couple of areas there where the committee can let two or three at-large teams in, or whatever the number is going to be. But, you know, you have to make it so. You know, if you're doing it in a way that the conference champions are favored here, and they haven't been in the past, let's face it, that's not the main requirement. But if that's the main requirement, then your regular season means everything. But if your committee is going to pick 12 teams, then I think you have a big problem. I really see this happening. But let's face it, how many of those 12 teams are going to be out of the SEC? Six? Half of your teams are going to be SEC teams, and four of those are probably two loss teams. You're just kind of putting together a TV ratings tournament at that point.
Mm-hmm.
and just making it, you know, just you're picking who are people going to watch. I think that, you know, if you make it so the regular season means something in the terms of, hey, there's an automatic bid like they do with the with March Madness. Yeah, that's great. But if you're just going to pick 12 teams, yeah, you might as well just admit what this really is, and it's a ratings grab for the cash, which we all know. But you're going to have of 12 teams, again, three over the next couple of years, we're going to have a chance to win it all. So it's basically, you know, how much do you want to accept it as a money grab, and how much is it going to be a legitimate tournament to determine a champion? It will determine the champion, but I still think that the four teams are the best way to determine a legitimate champion.
Okay, so from Penn State's perspective, and again, every school is going to be different, but we're going to talk Penn State specifically here. Does this not benefit Penn State? Obviously, if there's 12, you got more of a chance to get in. And as you're talking about ratings, outside of, again, the Alabama and the Clemson, maybe Ohio State, you pick a team in this country that's going to have higher ratings than Penn State. Would this ultimately benefit Penn State from a substantial standpoint, not only having a larger number of teams in, but, hey, if push comes to shove and these people are deciding between two and three teams and Penn State's one of them, wouldn't you think, traditionally anyway, Penn State would always get a leg up in the bowl bid scenario? Does Penn State get a leg up that way?
Yeah. I mean, I think you can make an argument that by going to 12, the team, the type of program that has helped the most is Penn State, because they're always going to be the number two team in the Big Ten. They just are. You know, whether they're second to Ohio State on the field or not, Ohio State's always going to draw the attention. They're always going to be the team that the pollsters and the committees are looking at. And you know, but the Big Ten's always going to get two teams in this tournament. So if Penn State has a much better chance of finishing second than first, and I get it. That goes for Wisconsin. That goes for Michigan. That goes for Michigan State, Iowa, all of them. But Penn State is probably your favorite every year at that point to make that second spot. But yeah, I mean, and if you're Penn State and you're going in, you're able to go on the recruiting trail, and James Franklin's able to say, hey, look, we have a really, really great shot to get to the tournament, instead of telling people we need you to get to the tournament, then I think that's a major boon for a program like Penn State. But there's a million programs out there that they're going to say, yeah, that it helps us in that same way too. The big question to have, again, you know, who's still beating Alabama? Who's beating Clemson? It might take 3, 4, 5 years for that to happen, but in the current scenario, it's probably never going to happen. So I think that this is exactly the reason why they have to do it. You have to get more schools, more programs that have a chance to make this tournament more consistently and spread the wealth a little bit. It's gotten to the point where right now we can pick five teams and four of them are probably going to be in the tournament this year.
I love the NCAA tournament. I love that little bitty leagues like the Northeast Conference get an automatic bid. They have no chance. You know, they're generally going to be a 16 seed and play it at Dayton in the first round. But they at least get a shot, and that's the biggest thing for these programs. I differ from college football, though, Donnie. We're talking with Donnie Collins from the Scranton Times Tribune. I don't necessarily think, and that, look, I'm just wrong here. This is going to happen. But I don't necessarily think that all of these Power 5 conferences should get an automatic bid. What if the Pac-12 stinks one year and everybody's got three losses and Penn State loses to Ohio State, and then Ohio State beats Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship game, and then Ohio State's going to get in, and Wisconsin feels like it should get in too because they got to the conference championship game while Penn State didn't, but some three-loss team out of the Pac-12 has to get in. Do you follow what I'm saying with these with automatic bids?
Yeah, and that's a fair point, but it's the way to make your regular season mean something, and it's the way to make the regular season mean something everywhere. The way I envision this going is you're going to have your 12 teams, you're going to have the conference champions all getting in, and you're going to have your best group of five team getting in. And that's the way it's going to happen. But yeah, I certainly think there's going to be a year, you know, where your ACC champion is going to be, you know, it's going to be Clemson, but your Pac-12 champion is going to be a 2 or 3 loss USC, and no one's going to. It's not a serious threat to win a game against a legitimate team, like a legitimate second or third place team from the Big Ten or the SEC. It's just going to happen that way, but I think you pay that price to save your regular season a little bit, and to make it a level playing field for everybody. And hey, you're going to get that upset every once in a while where hey, USC could go out there and maybe beat a Wisconsin in that first round or whatever. I'm just picking two teams out there, but I thought what you were going to say is that with those group of five teams, I think they're the ones who. They're the ones who really look at this as saying, "Hey, this is our chance to, there and really make a name for ourselves." But, geez, I don't know if you want to see go tune in the tournament and see Ball State against Alabama.
See, that's the key, Donnie. How many of these group of fives get in? Look, I read a story. I think it was from Pete Thamel from Yahoo. But basically, what he was saying was, if you go from 4 to 8, that really doesn't help. Believe it or not. Any of these group of five people, because you're still talking automatic bids for conferences and lesser, still. So that's why the push for 12 is on right now to go, because you would think, okay, let's go from 4 to 8. That'd be the natural step. But 12, the argument is being made because now you would still have this a large number of at-large bids. And that's what this is getting down to is people want the at-large bids so that a UCF, a Cincinnati, a Ball State gets an opportunity. But Donnie, how many of those, and this is going to be on a case-by-case basis. Folks, Penn State plays Ball State in week 2. Ball State was good last year. Penn State's favored by 20 points right now. Now, we'll visit that in the fall because I think that's a pretty good number to put some money on Ball State. But the point is, how many of these group of five teams, even if they have great regular seasons, really, truly deserve a spot over the number 3 team from the SEC or the Big Ten?
Zero. That's the number. I mean, it really is. And I kind of mentioned them because I know that's what they're thinking on the 12. But here's where they're a little misguided. These programs that are kind of on the cusp of being really good. they kind of get some delusions of grandeur. And I'm not saying that they're not really good programs. I guess Cincinnati is a really good example. They almost won one of the bigger bowl games last year, and I think they played Auburn. I can't remember.
I think it was Georgia. Might have been Georgia.
Georgia. Georgia, and they almost won. Now, doesn't almost beating Georgia do more for your program than getting in the tournament and just getting blasted by Georgia? Because that's what would happen if they got in the tournament and played Georgia. Your chance against Georgia is in one of these New Year's games where it means a lot more to you. Now those games aren't going to mean a lot more to you because you're playing to advance.
Yeah,
Georgia, you're going to get Georgia's very best effort. If I were those group of five schools, I'd want the current system because hey, look, I want to tell my these kids who are going to these bigger recruits who I'm going to get these. I mean, maybe I get an occasional 4-star guy if I'm Cincinnati and say, hey, look, we have a really good chance to play in a BCS game or a Cotton Bowl or a Sugar Bowl or something like that. And then saying, hey, we have a really good chance to go and get blown out by Ohio State. I think they're going to find that out pretty quickly and really have to do some soul searching whether they want to be in a situation like that because you're right. I mean, the Ball State Penn State thing is a really good example here because if you're looking at those two programs in a scenario where you have 12 teams and a group of five teams gets an automatic bid, it's much more likely that Ball State makes the tournament than Penn State. But even in a year where Ball State's expected to have a really really good team and Penn State's maybe looking at a team with potential in the Big Ten, and you're still looking at that line. I think it would still be a surprise if Ball State beat Penn State this year. I'd be pretty surprised by that. But that's a scenario where you better be careful what you wish for when you're talking about automatic bids to the tournament because that's a team that could get in, and they're not going to get a a great first-round matchup there. They're going to be tremendous underdogs every year. I'd rather play a game that I could possibly win. I think that's bigger for my program in that situation. But, hey, everybody wants a shot at the biggest money, and that's really what it is. I mean, there's more money involved in a tournament than there is even in the biggest bowl games.
Donnie Collins from the Scranton Times Tribune. When do we think this happens? When does the number expand? Is there enough time this year? Will there be enough pressure this year? Is this something that's going to take a year or two to get all the ducks in a row?
Oh, I think it's going to take, I mean, at least you're looking at, I mean, 23 maybe. I think they might, or more likely 24. And what I think they're going to do is I think they're just going to go to the eight and say, look, you know, we'll play eight teams here and we'll, you know, do that. Maybe they hand out one spot undefeated, you know, group of five team, whatever, and show them what it's like. But, you know, I think ultimately they're going to go to 12, you know, give the top four teams that would have made the tournament the bye and play a tournament like that. And I think it's going to happen relatively soon, but definitely not this year, definitely not next year. And I think that's really the NCAA's plan there, is to kind of give it a few years and then go, because they have everything set up for right now. But it'll happen, and it'll happen relatively quickly, I think, because, again, there's big money in it. People want to see it.
We've talked for 16 minutes and 31 seconds. The only thing that matters that we've said is money. Money. Donnie nailed it at the beginning. It's dollar bills, yo. I mean, there's so much money involved. It just bothers the hell out of me that all these decisions that we make in sports, and look, this is life in general too, that everything is coming down to money nowadays.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to somebody the other day. I was covering a minor league baseball game, and you know, it's like, oh, why would they switch up the minor leagues like this? And you know, why aren't the Yankees going out and getting a legitimate center fielder? Why this? Why that? It's always money. The answer is always money. Every time, there's never something that happens in sports that seems nonsensical where the answer to why would you do that is not because I'm making more money doing this.
Yep.
It's just the way it is. And you know, it's interesting. Fans, even after all these years, have had a hard time kind of grasping that this is a business. And you know, yeah, hey, they're charging $8 to get in the PIAA playoff games. And demanding, you know, demanding prepayment and things like that up here. It's, you know, kids aren't going to the game. They don't have $8.
Yeah.
They don't have credit cards to pay ahead of time. It's money. That's what they're, you know, it's about making money at every level now. And you know, it's a shame, but it's the way it is, and it's the way it's always been, and it's going to be this way forever. And you know, but this is why you get some things you want sometimes as a fan, because if you want it, you get it, whether it's a good idea or not.
Yeah, good stuff. Well said, buddy. Appreciate the time, man.
All right, man.
All right, good discussion. Donnie Collins from the Scranton Times Tribune.